In the quiet town of Salto, Brazil, on November the 22nd, 1926, a child was born into a poor but deeply Catholic family, Maria Jalhoz Guarda. From her earliest years, faith shaped her soul. After receiving her first communion, Lourdes and her family attended Mass daily, allowing the Eucharist to become the heartbeat of her life. As a young woman, Lourdes was vibrant, intelligent, and full of promise. She became a teacher, was deeply involved in parish life, yet beneath his ordinary and joyful life, God was preparing her for an extraordinary path of holiness. When Lourdes began preparing to enter religious life, a medical examination revealed a serious spinal illness. What began as pain soon became a lifelong cross. After multiple failed treatments, surgery was attempted. During a second operation, a grave medical error left her permanently paralyzed. When she was told what had happened, Lourdes did not protest or despair. Instead, she surrendered everything with one profound act of faith, saying, "God's will be done." That surrender marked the beginning of nearly 50 years of suffering, confined to a hospital bed, enduring unbearable pain, repeated surgeries, and eventually the amputation of her right leg. Lourdes faced a darkness few could imagine. She later admitted that at the start of this long ordeal, she had even questioned God, but through prayer, spiritual guidance, and grace, she came to embrace her suffering as participation in the Passion of Christ. Her hospital room became a monastery. From that bed, Lourdes began a hidden apostolate. She sewed and embroidered to support her family, but more importantly, she offered listening ears and a compassionate heart. People from every walk of life came to her, parents, the sick, the marginalized, the forgotten. Her room became a place of healing, hope, and mercy. Though physically unable to enter a convent, her desire for consecration never faded. Eventually, she joined the secular institute Caritas Christi, offering her life fully to God in hidden fidelity. Her room became a place of prayer, mass, and spiritual formation. But God was not finished. In time, Lourdes felt called to serve others who carried heavy crosses like her own. She dedicated herself to movements that defended the dignity of the disabled. She embraced the mission of the Christian Fraternity of the Disabled, clearly proclaiming its purpose: to value the person with disabilities and not the disability of the person. From her bed, Lourdes organized meetings, coordinated national initiatives, visited hospitals, families, and even prisons. Her voice, gentle but firm, became a voice for justice. She helped transform suffering into mission and weakness into strength. She protested injustice, guided leaders, collaborated with bishops, and even met Pope John Paul II. Though paralyzed, she traveled, organized, and inspired thousands. Under her leadership, the fraternity spread across Brazil, touching tens of thousands of lives. Her strength came from the Eucharist, prayer, and complete abandonment to God's will. Her body was broken, but her spirit was free. She said, "In difficult times, God uses us for great things. I have never offered myself as a victim to God. I simply accept." In her final years, as illness worsened and isolation deepened, Lourdes remained serene. Her body became, quite literally, a wound, yet her soul radiated peace. On May 5, 1996, fortified by the sacraments, she welcomed death with the same faith she had lived, trusting, surrendered, and hopeful. After her passing, crowds gathered to honor her. Her reputation for holiness only grew. Today, the Church recognizes her heroic virtue, holding her up as a witness that sanctity is possible, even from a hospital bed. Venerable Maria Jalhoz Guarda, pray for us.